From IPM News, I'm May Antad. We have Aaron Curtis on the line with Opening Market Report. Good morning.
All right, good morning. We've got higher prices here to start the week. Of course, report day here today. So waiting to see what those numbers say at 11 a.m. Central Time. We'll get our first look at the 25-26 balance sheet. So no real surprise on what production will be with those March acres estimates. Typically, the USDA just uses the Feb outlook yield estimates, which is kind of a weighted average, but we'll be interested to see what the USDA thinks on demand moving forward, especially after this weekend's news. Of course, be too late to adjust some of that by today, but did get some positive news out of China and U.S. trade talks over the weekend, a 90-day pause on tariff extensions. Some tariffs are still in place, but the high tariffs have been reduced here for 90 days. They continue to work on a trade agreement that's been supportive for grains, especially for beans here this morning. So hopeful for a more longer standing trade agreement here over this 90-day period. Crop progress will be out this afternoon. Did see parts of the Midwest make pretty good progress, especially late last week. Still working on some really wet areas in southern Illinois, Kentucky, and southern Missouri. So we'll keep an eye on those areas and see if they can continue to make some progress here later this week. Of course, a couple rain chances here early this week as well. Export inspections will be out this morning. After today, after the balance sheets for 25-26, we'll probably dive into a little more U.S. weather. Of course, there's some areas that could use a little moisture, so we'll be keeping an eye on those as well. The extended forecast went a little cooler for the northern half of the Midwest here in the 6 to 10 day forecast, and calling for mostly above normal precip for most of the Midwest here as we move into the middle to latter part of May. So we'll keep an eye on those forecasts, and that'll set the stage here after we get these balance sheets here today. But a lot of numbers to digest today, so would expect some surprise somewhere. So we'll continue to keep an eye on that volatility. But as for prices here this morning, July corn at 452 and a quarter, that's up 2.5. SEP corn at 432, up 2.75. Deece corn at 444.5, up 2.5. July soybeans 1068.5, up 16.75. November soybeans at 1048.5, that's up 18. July soybean meal 295.50, up 140. July soybean oil at 50.38, that's up 181. July Chicago wheat 525.5, up 3.75. July Kansas City wheat at 522, up 4.5. Minneapolis wheat for July is at 593, that's down 0.5 cent. Livestock markets are mostly higher, especially cattle, as the U.S. Shut down the border from Mexico again on live cattle. So that's supporting futures here into already pretty lofty levels. We have June cattle at 216.42, up 177. August at 210.97, up 140. May feeders at 301.65, up 367. August feeders at 303.97, up 367. May hogs at 90.90, that's up 52. June hogs at 99.35, up 177. So tariff news over the weekend, continuing to watch trade deals. Weather will come into focus here as the rest of the month goes on. Then, of course, get through today's crop reports and see what surprises are in store there. But markets are higher here to start the week, and we'll see how the rest of the week gets going. This has been Aaron Curtis at Midco Commodities.